517 is the other practical for this topic. Describe how to investigate the effects of temperature on the development of organisms, e.g. seedling growth rate, brine shrimp hatch rate. One of the easiest experiments to do, although you may not think so, is the effect of temperature on the hatching success of the brine shrimps. So you need to decide on a range of temperatures that you're going to test, and you need to make up a brine solution for these shrimps, okay? This would be because if you put them just in the regular seawater they'd been in, then you'd have other substances that might affect the rate of the reaction. You would need to use paper to pick up 40 eggs. Okay, you need, pretty much exactly 40 eggs, and use a magnifying glass to count them. Put the paper that you've got with the eggs attached to them into the beaker of water, and then remove the paper with a pair of forceps, making sure all the eggs are now in the water properly. You need to incubate the beakers at the appropriate temperatures. So control the exposure to light if you can, right? The next day, you need to count the number of hatched larvae that you've got in each beaker. Place a bright light next to the beaker. If you've got any larvae, they'll start swimming towards the light. Okay. Use a fine glass pipette to catch them and place them in a small beaker of salt water. Okay. You have to be careful with brine shrimps because they're really delicate. But if you remove the brine shrimps that have hatched from the beaker that you're measuring, then you can record the number that have successfully hatched at each temperature. You should find that your optimum temperature is somewhere between 25 and 30 degrees Celsius, okay? But you may not have those exact readings. You can use some statistics because you know a bit about statistics now. If you want to look at whether there's a statistical significance between the temperatures, then you may want to use the t-test, okay? If you want to assess whether there's a correlation between the temperature, your independent variable, and the number of hatched shrimp larvae, your dependent variable, then you could use a Spearman's rank. Okay? You do need to consider the ethics of hatching shrimp, and be aware that it's quite difficult to see all the shrimps. You may not have counted exactly 40 of them, and there could be an issue with the viability of the eggs. Historically, students have had problems with the eggs because they're often just not viable. Okay, so there's some things that you need to consider, that this is not the world's greatest experiment, though it is quite simple to do.